A couple of interesting events from the Tallgrass Film Association are going on this weekend and next weekend. This coming Friday, they're holding what they're calling a progressive movie screening. It's sort of a screening slash bar crawl, as Tallgrass will start showing the 1955 Western Wichita at the Monarch in Delano. Then partway through, they'll pick up and move down to the Anchor for the second part of the movie, and then they'll finish everything off at the Public. And if this all sounds a little bit confusing, we'll have more info on our website. And then in a week and a half, on March 8th, Tallgrass co-director of programming Nick Pope will be holding a workshop looking at the filmmaking careers of the Coen brothers. Pope will show various clips and analyze common themes and techniques found in their work, and that workshop is scheduled from 2 to 4:30 at House of Schwann. Tomorrow night in 208 Hubbard Hall on the WSU campus, Wichita State History Professor Dr. Robert Weems will talk about the 1970s blaxploitation film movement from a historical perspective, which will then be followed by a screening of Gordon Parks' seminal 1971 film Shaft. The talk begins tomorrow night at 6 o'clock with the movie showing after Dr. Weems is finished. Also at WSU, next week on March 4th, the Ulrich Museum is showing Kids for Cash, a documentary about a couple of judges who were charged with accepting millions of dollars from for-profit juvenile detention centers in exchange for sentencing kids to serve time in those centers. It's sort of a companion to the museum's current Juvenile Injustice exhibition, and the movie will show in 209 Hubbard Hall at 6 o'clock on the 4th. And we'll have more about all of this on the Indie Films page of our website at KMUW.org. For KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.